Holiday is one strike away. The 0-2. A bouncer. Ruiz. In time! Roy Holiday has thrown a no-hitter!
You might be forgiven for thinking that we're replaying old sound, right? I mean, he already did it once this season, but Philadelphia Phillies ace Roy Halladay threw only the second no-hitter in postseason history yesterday. That was his second no-hitter of the season. The Phillies went on to beat the Cincinnati Reds 4-0. No surprise there. But joining us to talk about what really is an historic event, right, Ibrahim?
Without a doubt, it's an historic event. And in baseball, we love to get into comparisons. So we think about 1956 with Don Larson, the last time that a no-hitter was pitched in postseason baseball. And so on the blog universe, everyone's like, well, which one was better? Which one meant more? Well, in reality, the World Series game clearly means more. But this game was against a Cincinnati Reds team that was number one in almost every category offensively in baseball in the NL this year.
Well, we're speaking to Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our sports contributor. And Ibrahim, that pretty much wipes out everything else that happened on the first day of the 2010 postseason, right?
Well, just for folks that maybe were sleeping or just weren't able to see the game, the last play of the game, Carlos Ruiz, who's the catcher, there was a blooper down the right side first baseline. Ruiz goes up and he's like almost on his knees, almost in a prayer pose, and throws the ball to first. It was a little high, but he had to navigate around the base runner. The interesting part is this. After the game, Roy Halladay spoke about we. He spoke about we. He didn't speak about I. He languished for years in Toronto with a team that never went to the playoffs. This is his first playoff postseason appearance, and he handled this thing with grace and calm, and he spoke about we in terms of we made this no-hitter, him and Ruiz.
And he was acquired by the Phillies, but unlike a lot of acquisitions, high-priced acquisitions, the reports are out of Philly that he has basically become the leader of the entire pitching staff.
With a team that
they worship him.
Exactly. With a team that had gone through, you know, they've done amazing things in the past few years. The Phillies have won their division 7 years in a row. To bring on a guy that has sort of paved the hard road for himself, and now he understands what it means and what it takes and what this opportunity means.
So has this changed everyone's predictions on who's going to walk away with the title this year?
I wouldn't say so. I think the Phillies going in, especially the last month of baseball, the Phillies were clearing away the best team in baseball. Everyone had pointed to the fact that their pitching staff is really incredible, and it's anchored by Halladay, but there's a number of good starters there. And then also their offense. They have a bunch of guys came back. The Phillies are definitely the favorite to win the World Series this year.
They've got three aces, unlike any other team in the postseason.
Yeah.
And yet this appears to be kind of the season of no-hitters, Ibrahim. I mean, is this just kind of a fluke that we're getting so many no-hitting games?
Well, yesterday we talked about Derek Jeter and his breaking down. Well, part of his breaking down is that Derek Jeter never took steroids. So, right, he's 36 years old, and that's when a baseball player breaks down. So what you're seeing now is the sort of decline of the steroid era.
Oh, interesting.
When players aren't going to be performing at a high level in their 40s, they're actually going to break down when they're 36, 37. And so now defense, which is pitching in a sense, takes over.
Although the Yankees won without Jeter last night.
The Yankees won without Jeter.
The young gang came in and pulled it out.
Without a doubt, Teixeira and Granderson came through.
Okay, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports Contributor, talking about the second no-hitter that Roy Halladay has thrown this season. It's only the second no-hitter ever in postseason history for baseball.
Thanks. We haven't even talked about Cliff Lee yet. There's another intimidating force.
He had
this
everything
is going to be a great
yesterday.
Postseason.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Good morning.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.